In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. The teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ concerning forgiveness. He also said, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar and there rememberest that thy brother has something against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. In other words, in order to reconcile with God, you have to be reconciled with your brother. In order to be at peace with God, you have to be at peace with your brother. In order to be at peace with the God who you do not see, you have to be at peace with your brother's face, whose face you see. In order to seek union with God, you cannot have disunity with your fellow human beings in the faith, unless there's disunity over the truth versus falsehood. We, as human beings made in God's image, are called to be reflections of God's work on the earth. Our God is a God of peace, not of war. Our God, the God Christians believe in, is a God of forgiveness, not a God of vengeance. Our God, the true God, is a God of love, not of hate. Our God wants his children to love one another and to live in peace. And when there are issues, to quickly ask forgiveness. And that forgiveness honors and glorifies God. As the eternal Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, has come to us and taught us the ways of the living God. And the way of God is traveled according to the Orthodox faith as a member of the church. The journey is taken in fellowship with others, not in isolation. In the words of the 19th century Russian theologian Alexei Komyakov, as quoted by Bishop Callistos Ware, he said, no one is saved alone. No one is saved alone. He who is saved in the church. In the church as a member of her, and in union with all her other members. If anyone believes, he is in the communion of faith. If anyone loves, he is in the communion of love. If anyone prays, he is in the communion of prayer. And also quoting Father Alexander Elchaninov from the diary of a Russian priest, he said, ignorance and sin are characteristic of isolated individuals. Only in the unity of the church do we find these defects overcome. We find our true self in the church alone, not in the helplessness of spiritual isolation, but in the strength of one's communion with one's brothers and one's Savior. Brothers and sisters, and our spiritual attitude contributes to the life of the church. Either you're a part of the problem or you're a part of the solution. Either you are part of the problem or you are part of the solution. What does a person who refuses to forgive contribute to the community? What do they add? The answer is nothing. Nothing. In fact, they take away from the church. and sow division. They undermine the unity of love. We often speak of service to others, of serving others in need. Brothers and sisters, asking forgiveness of one another is an act of service. That's an act of service. It says, I consider you important enough that our relationship matters to me, and I'm ready to humble myself before you and ask your forgiveness. Peace with you is vital to my soul. At the same time, if we as Christians and as members of the body of Christ have a real life together, then as we rub elbows, sometimes we're going to bump heads. We are going to disagree. We are going to get on each other's nerves. We are going to cross one another at times. We are going to find real reasons to have to forgive. And that's as it should be. And of course, this is especially the case within our own families, in our immediate families, with our loved ones, husbands and wives, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters. Life together can often give off sparks and tension. So today, our community is strengthened by the act of forgiveness. This strengthens us. And each of our families are strengthened. This is how we fortify ourselves for Great Lent. Our bond of unity in Christ chases the demons and draws us to God's grace. We are also given spiritual power through fasting. We fast individually and in our families, but it is also something we all do together to a greater or lesser degree. But as the fathers say, keep your eyes on your own plate. And as St. Paul told us today, let not him that eats despise him that does not eat. And let not him which eats, not judge him that abstains. For God has received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yea, he shall be held up, for God is able to make him stand. Sometimes we are annoyed with those who have spiritual zeal, who we know fast more than us, who are more faithful than us, who go all the way in the faith. And that troubles us. We have to let that go. We have to, understanding the limits of our own strength, offer what we can offer and not worry about who's fasting more or who's fasting less than us. It's not always the Pharisee who's judging those who do less. Sometimes those who do less look sideways at those who try to be more faithful. Everybody must live in peace and keep your eyes on your own plate. And strive to be a cheerful faster. And that includes supporting our cooks. Supporting those who are doing the cooking during Lent in our households. Those who are preparing our fasting meals, let us make their burden lighter. Your sad fasting face when you ask what's for dinner is not helpful. As Christ tells us, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in heaven, and thy Father which sees in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So brothers and sisters, there we have it, the themes for this Cheese Fair Sunday on the doorstep of Lent. Our treasure in heaven is sought after by forgiveness and fasting, both presented to us on good authority, directly by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Holy Apostle Paul. I pray for each and every one of you a blessed and grace-filled Lenten journey to all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory.